Well, good morning, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, we hear about the mysterious figure of Melchizedek, who appears only twice in the Old Testament. The name Melchizedek in Hebrew means King of Justice, and in the first reading from the book of Genesis, he is identified as the King of Salem, which biblical scholars believe was the ancient name of Jerusalem. He is also identified as a priest of God Most High, which is an archaic name for the God of Israel. And in Genesis 14, there is a battle between rival kings in the area of the Dead Sea, and Lot, the nephew of Abram, who had been living in Sodom, was taken captive. And Abram, whose name was later changed to Abraham, set out in pursuit. He defeated the kings and rescued his nephew. And it was as he was returning from this successful expedition that he was greeted by Melchizedek with gifts of bread and wine and words of blessing. And in return, Abram gave to Melchizedek a tenth of all his spoils. That's all we hear about Melchizedek in the book of Genesis, but those few details that he was a priest and king of Jerusalem, and that he was acknowledged as a superior by Abraham, the ancestor of the Jewish people, led the author of Psalm 110, traditionally King David, to identify Melchizedek as the forerunner of the Messiah. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies my footstool. In the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus applies these words to himself in order to show the Pharisees that the Messiah is not the son of David, but the Son of God. But we have these readings on Corpus Christi to focus on Melchizedek, not as the forerunner of Christ the King, but of Christ the High Priest of the new and eternal covenant. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Reflecting on this priesthood, the author of the book of Hebrews says, when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. The bread and wine offered to Abram by Melchizedek are seen then as an anticipation of the Eucharist, which is the commemoration of the sacrifice of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary. When Pope Urban IV extended the Feast of Corpus Christi to the Universal Church in 1264, he wrote, about to pass from this world to the Father, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, since the time of his passion was at hand, instituted the great and wonderful sacrament of his body and blood, bestowing his body as food and his blood as drink. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we announce the death of the Lord. Indeed, at the institution of this sacrament, he himself said to the apostles, do this in memory of me. So that for us, the special and outstanding memorial of his love would be this venerable sacrament, a memorial in which we attain the corporal presence of the Savior himself. Other things which we remember, we embrace spiritually and mentally. We do not thereby obtain their real presence. However, in this sacramental commemoration, Jesus Christ is present with us in his proper substance, although under another form. As he was about to ascend into heaven, he said to the apostles and their helpers, I will be with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. He comforted them with a gracious promise that he would remain and would be with them even by his corporeal presence. Therefore he gave himself as nourishment so that, since man fell by means of the food of the death-giving tree, man is raised up by means of the food of the life-giving tree. Eating wounded us, and eating healed us. Thus the Savior says, my flesh is real food. This bread is taken, but truly not consumed, because it is not transformed into the eater. Rather, if it is worthily received, the recipient is conformed to it. We should celebrate continuously the memory of this memorial because the more frequently his gift and favor are looked upon, so much the more firmly are they kept in memory. Therefore, although this memorial sacrament is frequented in the daily solemnities of the Mass, we nevertheless think suitable and worthy that at least once a year, especially to confound the lack of faith and the infamy of heretics, a more solemn and honorable memory of this sacrament be held. This is so because on Holy Thursday, the day on which our Lord himself instituted this sacrament, the universal church, occupied with the reconciliation of penitents, blessing the chrism, fulfilling the commandments about the washing of the feet, and many other such things, is not sufficiently free to celebrate so great a sacrament. Therefore, to strengthen and exalt the Catholic faith, we decree that, besides the daily memory that the Church makes of this sacrament, there be celebrated a more solemn and special annual memorial. Then let hearts and mouths of all break forth in hymns of saving joy. Then let faith sing, hope dance, charity exalt, devotion applaud, the choir be jubilant, and purity delight. Then let each one with willing spirit and prompt will come together, laudably fulfilling his duties, celebrating the solemnity of so great a feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.